Judges 15, 1 through 8. Now, as we read this section, let us note that in verse 4 of chapter 14 that we've already looked at, we noted that Samson's father and mother did not understand that him seeking to pursue this Philistine woman was in fact of the Lord, and we're told in verse 4 that it was that he sought an occasion against the Philistines, for at that time the Philistines had dominion over Israel. So in God's counsel, he allowed Samson to pursue this woman unbiblically so as to create an occasion against the Philistines. And so we find in verse 7, then a verse of chapter 15 here, that Samson says he's going to avenge himself of the Philistines. So it's not just that the Philistines are making it difficult on him as an individual, but we need to see that Samson is a public person authorized by God to be the leader of God's people against the Philistines, the enemies of God's people. And so we'll consider two occasions of his avenging the people of God and himself towards the Philistines. The first is the occasion of how his father-in-law handled his wife in verses 1 through 5. And then we'll see how the Philistines brutally kill his wife and father-in-law, and how he avenges their death himself. So Judges 15, verses 1 through 8. Let us hear God's word. But it came to pass within a while after, in the time of wheat harvest, that Samson visited his wife with a kid. And he said, I will go into my wife into the chamber. But her father would not suffer him to go in. And her father said, I verily thought that thou hadst utterly hated her. Therefore I gave her to thy companion. Is not her younger sister fairer than she? Take her, I pray thee, instead of her. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. And Samson went and caught 300 foxes, and took firebrands, and turned tail to tail, and put a firebrand in the midst between two tails. And when he had set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines, and burnt up both the shocks and also the standing corn with the vineyards and olives. Then the Philistines said, Who hath done this? And they answered, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timonite, because he had taken his wife and given her to his companion. And the Philistines came up and burnt her and her father with fire. And Samson said unto them, Though ye have done this, yet will I be avenged of you, and after that I will cease. And he smote them hip and thigh with a great slaughter, and he went down and dwelt in the top of the rock Etam. Ascends the reading of God's holy and inspired word. Just a few comments on this passage. As I mentioned, God in his providence has created this occasion for Samson and the Israel to avenge themselves against the Philistines who have unbiblically oppressed them. And we see the first one relative to the occasion of Samson's wife. Samson returns to his wife in verse 1. She should have sought reconciliation with him. She was the primary guilty party. He was offended. He went away, but he still had a covenant relationship with her. He comes and seeks reconciliation, though not the primary guilty party. It doesn't mean he's sinless. He's repulsed by her father. He gives him a poor excuse at the beginning of verse 2. Well, I thought you utterly hated her, so I allowed her to break the covenant. I basically made another deal with another man, even though she was your wife. He then attempts to pacify him. Take her daughter. Take my other daughter, her younger sister. She's actually better looking. Matthew Henry, commenting on this verse, says, Samson knew better than to take her sister, and he quotes Leviticus 18:18. It's a passage that's referred to in our Westminster Standards about not marrying the sister of your wife. And he says Samson knew that he couldn't do that. We see Samson then taking a vengeance in verses 3 through 8. He doesn't claim he's going to be blameless, but he says he'll be more blameless than the Philistines. He says they're really the problem. But he's acknowledging that at some level his revenge isn't ethical. We see the method he used. Can you imagine, children, somebody looks like single-handedly catching 300 foxes, lighting some firebrand between two tails, and there's some kind of miraculous things going on here. When Samson has the Spirit of the Lord come upon him, he's doing things that men cannot ordinarily do. And he sends these foxes out, we're told in verse 1, at the peak of the wheat harvest, just before the wheat harvest is about to come in. And they destroy the harvest of the people and also the vineyards and the olives. So the olive oil is not going to be available for the year, as well as the wine and the grain. It's great devastation that he brings upon them. Then apparently the people ask, who's done this? We do a little investigation. Civil magistrate's very concerned the next morning. Some people say, oh, Samson did that. Why did he do it? Well, he did it because his father-in-law didn't give him back his wife. So instead of them coming against Samson, they go and burn his wife and father-in-law. It's what they had threatened to do to her if she didn't sneak out the riddle that Samson had riddled to the 30 of his companions in the previous chapter. Matthew Henry, again commenting, says, he that will save his life shall lose it. She compromised to try to save her life. She ends up dying the same way by the very threat that was given to her about trying to find out that riddle. And then we see the occasion that Samson took. He then avenges. I mean, he was probably not happy with her or her father-in-law, but he didn't see that justice demanded their being burnt. And so now he, again, in an attempt to exercise justice as the leader of God's people under the power of the Spirit, smites them, the Philistines, hip and thigh with a great slaughter. We're not told how many men he killed. This smote with hip and thigh is likely a Hebrew idiom that meant these men were hurt to the death. And so he slaughtered a great number of Philistines for committing this great crime of burning his wife and her father.